بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ارزقني علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقنا علما يكون حجة لنا وليست علينا، واجعله خالصا لك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارزقنا الإخلاص في السر والعلانية. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. يا الله يا كريم يا حليم يا رب العرش العظيم، every time we try to sit and listen, we make dua to Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our heart to what benefit us in this life and hereafter. And always remember your intention. Why you're sitting here? One man, he tell me, I forget he was scholar or a good man, inshallah. He said, never sit in a gathering. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be mentioned and your heart is not there. If your heart is not there, leave is better for you. Because if you sit in a gathering, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala names will be mentioned, and the knowledge about Allah and His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and you're sitting with wrong intention, you will be cursed. You will be cursed by Allah because you do not respect a meeting like that. Because this meeting is the highest meeting you can have in your life. You cannot seek any meeting can benefit you more than this. You cannot seek knowledge can benefit you more than that. The highest deed you can do in this life to sit and learn. And what more than learning about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how to get closer to Allah? If you really want benefit, set your intention right now. Only to Allah. Not to your father, not to your mother. Because He cannot give you nothing. At this moment, now, the only one can give you is Allah. Everyone, please, check your intention. Set your heart and ask yourself, what do you want? What do you want from Allah? Allah is watching us and He hearing us. Ask yourself, why I'm sitting? What I want? Oh Allah, give me, Allah, what benefit me in this life and hereafter. Oh Allah, light my heart and my vision. Light my chest. Open, ya Allah. Open. Because unless Allah open and shower us with His mercy, nothing we can do. Brother Ahmed cannot give you nothing. Your father, your mother cannot give you nothing. Only Allah is the giver. Allah is the guider. Allah is the owner of light. Allah is the owner of the heart. But why He will give you? He give you in one condition. If you are truthful, If you are really truthful to Allah, Allah will give you. If you sit and you really want Allah to give you something, Allah will give you. Allah give those who want according to what they want. And this why, if we understand that, we'll be worried about preparing our heart for talab, to seek, and iftiqar, to be poor to Allah. Because if we have the whole dunya in our hand, and we do not get the knowledge to how to get closer to Allah, we are doomed. We are a loser. And we will see now. رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسْرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. اللهم أنطقني بما تحب وترضى. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا. اللهم ألهمني رشدي وقني شر نفسي. اللهم اجعل ما نقوله لنا وليس علينا يا رب العالمين. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. وبارك اللهم لنا في هذا المجلس واجعله مباركا إن شاء الله، واجعل كل ما نفعله خالصا لك يا أرحم الراحمين. إن شاء الله. Something came in my heart only today about this meeting. And may Allah put barakah and light my heart and your heart. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تعلموا العلم وتعلموا للعلم السكينة والوقار وتواضعوا لمن تعلمون منه أو لمن يعلمونكم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم he said of the meaning of learn knowledge and learn tranquility for knowledge, meaning to gain knowledge you have to have sakina wa waqar, meaning you have to be in a state of humble and humility. Wa tawadu liman ta'lamuna minhu aw liman tata'lamuna minhu, meaning gain humble and humility to whom you're learning from them. This is a very important message. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in another hadith, he said, طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم ومسلمة. To seek knowledge is an obligation for all Muslim and Muslima. Now, what knowledge? It is the most obligation. It is medical, it is high school, it is school, it is cooking, it is engineering, it is geography. Is this really mandatory by Allah? Is this obligation? Or the knowledge can let you lead or lead you to the pleasure of Allah? The knowledge, it can lead you to your happiness in this life and hereafter. The knowledge, it will help you to be a slave to Allah. This is the most knowledge and the obligated knowledge to seek. I'm not telling you do not learn any other knowledge, but set priority. Which one is the highest? Which one is more mandatory? Which one I should struggle for it more? which one I should really try and struggle with my money, with my time, with my effort. Which one? Which knowledge? The knowledge Allah love. The knowledge Allah want. The knowledge make me closer to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, He said, أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء. This has been translated and give it tafsir by two meaning. Allah, He tell us, the most one fear Allah is the most knowledgeable people about Allah. The more you know about Allah, the more you fear from Allah. The more you get to know Allah, the more you fear Allah, the more you love Allah, the more you respect Allah. By this way, how I can gain closeness to Allah without knowledge? And what is taqwa? Like Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he said, التقوى هي الخوف من الجليل والعمل بالتنزيل والاستعداد ليوم الرحيل والرضا بالقليل. Taqwa is to fear Allah and to do according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described in Quran, and to prepare yourself for the journey is coming, which from death until the day of judgment, and to be content of whatever little Allah give you. Four element: fear of Allah, implementing what in Quran, preparing for your journey, and getting closer to Allah, and be content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Fear Allah, Allah will teach you. We're talking about now the pillar of knowledge. Imam al-Qurtubi, one of the early Imam, he said, and even the end of the verse said, وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with everything He knew. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promise, you fear me, you fear Allah, Allah will teach you. By this way, if you ask me what is the first pillar of knowledge, is to fear Allah and have iman. Because once you fear Allah and have iman, and you're watching Allah in every aspect in your life, Allah will start feeding you knowledge by His own way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. Oh, you believe, if you fear Allah, Allah will give you a criterion. A light will make you distinguish between right and wrong, By this way, when you will know right and wrong? When you have taqwa. This knowledge and how to seek knowledge. One day Imam Shafi'i, and we know the story, he used to cover the left page with his arm, because if his eyes touching two pages, he will memorize both of them overlap. He used to memorize the whole page before he read it. Once his eye is touching a page, he will memorize the whole page before even he read it. And one day, he tried to read, and his reading was a little bit slow. And he went to his teacher. Again, you see, he went to his teacher, seeking his advice. And he said, I cannot read the way I used to. And he said it in a poem. He said, ذَهَبْتُ إِلَىٰ وَقِيعَ. Waqi' ibn al-Jarrah is one of his teachers, because he have many teachers. Radiallahu anhu. He said, ذَهَبْتُ إِلَىٰ وَقِيعَ أَشْكُوا لَهُ سُوءَ حَفْظِي فَأَرْشَدَنِي إِلَىٰ تَرْكِ الْمَعَاصِي وَقَالَ لِي إِنَّ الْعِلْمَ نُورٌ وَنُورَ اللَّهَ لَا تُعْطَى لِعَاصِي. I went to my teacher Waqiyah. I complaining about my poor memory. And he lead me to leave the sins. And he told me, knowledge is a light, and the light of Allah will never be given to a sinner. What Imam Shafi'i did to let him go to that. Some report said, one night he eat too much. And just by eating too much, he delay his own word. He delay his own dhikr. He used to give it to Allah. And he was a sinner at this moment. Just by delaying, remember of Allah. Eating too much, deny Imam Shafi'i. One night, the light of Allah. What about us? And Luqman al-Hakim, the wise Luqman, he said, إِذَا امْتَلَأَتِ الْمِعْدَةِ نَامَتِ الْفِكْرَةِ وَخَرَصَتُ الْحِكْمَةِ وَقَعَدَتِ الْأَعْضَاءِ عَنِ الْعِبَادَةِ. And another author, من أكل كثيرا نام كثيرا وحرم من خير كثير. What it mean? Hakim Luqman, the most wise, he said, if you fill your stomach, the thinking will go to sleep, and the wisdom will be paralyzed, silent. And all the body will be calm because he cannot be worshipping Allah. And another report said, whoever eat too much, he sleep too much, and he will be denied from a lot of goodness. Goodness and good deed is completely the opposite of eating and sleeping. This why you cannot be really running after akhirah and you gain weight. You can't. You can't. Because you have a lot to do. And even every time you want to eat, you want to think, what about a good deed? What about all these families you do not have? You see? What about cutting of my budget of food and cut it and give it to those who doesn't have? Allah will love it. It will purify my heart and I will lose weight. You see? And I will live healthy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the king of Persia, he tried to be kind and he sent him his own doctor. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put him in a tent. And 6 months later, he came complaining. He said, why? Why you tell people not to come to me? 6 months here, I have no one patient? No one patient in your town? Why you do this to me? Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, he said, I did not tell anybody not to come to you. But he said a beautiful hadith. He said, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ. We are a people. We do not eat unless we get hungry. نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ لَا نَأْكُلْ حَتَّى نَجْبَعْ حَتَّى نَجُوعْ لَا نَأْكُلْ حَتَّى نَجُوعْ وَإِذَا أَكَلْنَا لَا نَجْبَعْ. What it mean? We are a people. We do not eat unless we are really hungry. And if we eat, we do not eat until we fulfill our stomach. Meaning, one of the sunnah is to leave the food and you still desire it. You do not keep eating, eating, eating until you finish. No, no, no. All of us is far away. Sunnah is beautiful. One third of eating, one third of the stomach eating, one third for drink, and one third for air. And the sunnah after eating, you go walk. You do not sleep and you do not eat. One of the diseases can get you really hard is sleep after eating. You not only gain weight, but it will harden your heart. Your heart will be hard. You have no feeling, you have no love, you have no consideration. The first disease, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned the ummah from it, after he died, he said the first thing will be the filling the stomach. Filling the stomach is the first disease. Imam Shafi'i, he said, if you want to seek knowledge, I will give you the recipe. And this will be a complete advice to you. He said, you will not reach knowledge except by sex. And I will give you them. Intelligent, and want and desire, and struggle, and money, and a companion of a good teacher, and a long time. Six. If you have them, you can gain knowledge. I will repeat them again. Intelligent. What kind of intelligent in here? Intelligent allow you to desire knowledge. This intelligent. And desire to love knowledge. And struggle for knowledge. And a money to spend to gain knowledge. And a company of one person, a teacher, you can learn from. And a long time. Because by the way, I look in the old days, what the meaning education, tarbiyah. And I find tarbiyah has three elements. To educate a person, you have to have three elements. Number one, a teacher. Somebody who has the knowledge and the manner together. Second, the environment. is a place where you can have a peace of mind to learn and time. Today we want to learn in 1 hour, 2 hours. It doesn't work. You need a companionship. You need time. And you need humble and humility to somebody you trust. And you look at him and you find out he has something. At this time, if you're honest, you will run after this person. And you try to accompany this person the maximum you can. And to be humble and humility to those you won't seek knowledge from. Al-Imam Ali, he said about knowledge. He said, knowledge is a river. And wisdom is a sea. And the scholar, the knowledgeable people, is around the river they're going. And the wise people is in the middle of the sea. And the one who know Allah and getting closer to Allah, they are in a boat going toward Allah. Meaning, to gain knowledge, you have to be a student. And to be a student, you have to have a teacher. One of the diseases of the ummah today, everybody won't be a teacher. But nobody won't be a student. And it will never happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, وَقُلْ رَبِّي زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Say, O Allah, increase my knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And what we give you from knowledge is very little. Because another disease of knowledge is arrogance. To think you have something and you forget. Knowledge like money. Allah is the giver. You never gain it. Allah give whom he want in the time he want. But if you want really what is benefit of knowledge, is the knowledge you can give it to other and benefit them. Similar, if you have money, the only money it benefit you is the money you spend it for Allah. And you save it in the treasure of Allah. Not what you spend. And if we study the story of Musa alayhi salam and Khidr, it will teach us the relationship between a teacher and a student. I'm not going to go through it, because if I won't go through it, it will be a long one for now. But the main thing is, when Musa alayhi salam was standing with Bani Israel and gives him a speech, when somebody asked him, who's the most knowledgeable person? And he said, it's me. And Allah trial him. You can read the story in Surah Al-Kahf. Or you can go to one of my tapes about Musa alayhi salam and Khidr. And I go through it. And the bottom line is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tried to let him go and seek knowledge from a man. And he's a prophet. This man, we do not know. Some people said he's a prophet too. Or a messenger. Or a pious man. Or an angel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Quran said, Abdan, a slave. We stop in here. We do not worry about his title. But we learn the story and what the benefit behind it. When Musa alayhi salam, he asked him, can I please be your companion? He said, you cannot. And how you can be my companion when you do not get what I have? Because to seek knowledge, you have to have patience. Patience. Because if you do not have patience, you cannot comprehend the wisdom of your own teacher. And one of the advice, Al-Khidr, give it to Musa alayhi salam before he leave, very beautiful advice. It teach us some of the roots also of knowledge. What he said, كُنْ بَسَّامًا وَلَا تَكُنْ ضَاحِكًا. Be in a state of a smile and do not laugh. Because if you laugh too much, either you will be a fool, or you will be a joker, or people will make a fun of you at you, and you will lose respect of other. Be in a state of a smile. Just a smile. Be light. وَدَعِ اللَّجَاجَ. And get away from being like stuff. وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي غَيْرِ حَاجَ. And do not walk in something is not benefit to you. Don't just keep going back and forth in something you do not know. Only walk toward things it can benefit you. وَلَا تَعِبْ عَلَى الْخَاطِئِينَ خَطَايَاهُمْ. And do not blame or make fun of other who are a sinner. وَبْكِ عَلَى خَطِيئَتَكَ يَا ابْنَ عِمْرَان. And cry over your own sin. And also remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, من يرد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose him to give him goodness, he will make him understand this deen. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said also, إذا مات ابن آدم انقطع عمله إلا من ثلاث. If you die, all your deed will be cut except of three. صدقة جارية, a charity, running charity, like a masjid, like a well, like a hospital. أو علم ينتفع به, or knowledge is useful, like an Islamic library, books, mean of knowledge, Islamic school. أو ولد صالح يدعو له, or a pious son make dua for you. He did not say the son, he said a pious son. A pious son. Is a pious or bias? P or B? P like Peter? Okay, a pious son. A son is really connected to Allah. Not out of whack son, or a wonderland son. No. Not any son. Make dua for you. This is a basic of seeking knowledge. Also, to seek knowledge, you need sincerity. You need intention only for Allah. You need intention only for Allah. Imagine what I'm doing, what I'm saying, and where is your eyes, where is your heart? Very important. Today our heart is so light, so empty. It can be deceived very easy with something so stupid, and we forget the goal. What is meaning? Meaning, I do not have intelligence. I do not have wisdom. Because intelligence and wisdom coming from companionship. It coming from tawfiq of Allah. It coming from dua of the parents. It coming from your sincerity seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It coming from eating halal. It coming of divorcing dunya. All this element has to come together. You cannot seek knowledge for anybody else, or to be a big imam, or to get a job, or to people respect you and love you. No. People respect you and love you is a gift from Allah. You do not seek it. If Allah want to make your life easy, is again a gift from Allah. But you do not seek it. You cannot do or give any knowledge, and you asking for a price. You cannot. Because if you do that, you destroy yourself. You get the price in this life, and you lost your own price in the Jannah and closeness to Allah. We're talking about the basic. This basic, if we do not have, how many of us today, male and female, said, I want to know about Allah. I want to seek knowledge. How many of us as parents make dua, oh Allah, make my kids a pious people. Today, we make dua, oh Allah, make them engineer, make them doctor, make them have Mercedes, Benz and Lexus. But how many of us as a parents, we ask Allah, let my kids to be pious, Ya Allah. Make my kids, Ya Allah, talk only about you, Ya Allah. This has to start from parents, inside the heart, between you and Allah. Because this is the ultimate. If your son or your daughter have no money, but you calling Allah and teaching other for Allah and you fear Allah, you are done. But if your son or daughter have all the money and get all the degree and have all the money and all the business, but you lost connection with Allah, where you will be in this life and hereafter? And don't forget, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He say, وَلَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. And to know, to mankind, you will not gain except what you're running after. سَعَى, what you're walking toward it, what you try to reach, this what Allah give you. You try to reach Allah and you make struggle for Allah, Allah will give you. You struggle and you're seeking business, Allah will give you. You want more money, Allah will give you. You want more status in this life, Allah will give you. And you want Allah, Allah will give you. You want the knowledge of Allah, Allah will give you. Whatever you want and you struggle for, Allah will give you. But today we want sitting and we want get. It doesn't work. You have to struggle. You have to spend time, effort, money, everything. You have to sacrifice. This sacrificing, it will make you close to Allah. Because this will show up your sincerity. And this leads us to one of the very important element of knowledge. What is it? Ikhlas. Sincerity. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أوصاني ربي بتسع أوصيكم بها. My Lord, He advised me of 9 things. I will give you my advice with it. أوصاني بالإخلاص في السر والعلانية. He advised me and give me a will of sincerity in the hidden and the seen. Think about it. Hidden and seen of a Muslim is equal. Don't ever forget that. Sincerity meaning what you're doing now is the same of whatever you're doing when you are alone. And when you are alone, it should be more. This is called sincerity. If you do not have it, what is the opposite of sincerity? Lying, cheating. Who have this quality? The hypocrite. The hypocrite has two faces. The Muslim has only one. One face, one quality, one action, one manner, one behavior, only always one. One. You are alone is the same like with you are with your family. With your family like with your friend. With your friend, with you are in the masjid. Everywhere you are the same. Because you are a slave to Allah. The way you talk, the way you behave. I cannot talk to you like that and go giggling and laughing with everybody. It would be dangerous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah As-Saff, He said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ Oh, you believe, why you say what you do not do? Allah hate most, imagine, hate most those who say what they do not do. By this way, if you want act certain way and get the anger of Allah, go. But you will be doomed. Always ask Allah, is my behavior can lead me to the pleasure of Allah or it can lead me to the anger of Allah? And if Allah anger at you, who can benefit you? Who can benefit you? Nobody. And this is called taqwa again, iman. Because if I'm really honest, I have iman. If I'm not honest, I have no iman. I'm a hypocrite. Wal'ayazu billah. May Allah forgive me. And I hope I'm not among those. Say ameen. You should worry about it. If you not worry about it, you're dead. It's better to die. It will be more mercy to you than living like that. Because the more you live like that, meaning you're asking for trouble, meaning you're seeking the torture of Allah. Every one of us today, either we seeking torture of Allah or we seeking the mercy of Allah and the pleasure of Allah. Either we preparing hellfire for us or we going toward Jannah and enjoyment for infinity. Please wake up. Enough is enough. If you listen and you do not take it seriously, you are in trouble. Big trouble. Big trouble. And the another advice, وَالْعَدْلُ فِي الرِّضَى وَالْغَضَبِ. And be just in a state of rida, contentment, and in a state of ghadab, anger. Meaning, again, can you see it? Even if you are in a state of anger, you should not oppress somebody. May Allah forgive me. May Allah forgive me. Because today I'm very weak. Certain people in my life change my personality. The most closest people in my life change my personality. Make me lose what I have. But I cannot blame them. I blame myself. I blame myself. It is my weakness. May Allah save me from myself and my weakness. Justice is very important. Adl. Allah loves those who have adl. والقصد في القز في الغنى والفقر, and to be also calm and just in the time Allah give you money and poverty. Because you will never have money forever. And you will never be poor forever. Always Allah changes status. And this changing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to check our sincerity and our behavior. وَأَنْ أَعْفُوا عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَنِي. And I forgive those who oppress me. وَأُعْطِي مَنْ حَرَمَنِي. And I give those who do not give me. وَأَصِلُ مَنْ قَطَعَنِي. And I join those who are getting away from me. وَأَنْ يَكُونَ صَمْتِي فِكْرًا. And to my silent is thinking. Think about what? Allah. وَنُطْقِي ذِكْرًا. And every time I talk, I remember Allah. وَنَظَرِي عِبْرًا. And when I look with the eye of the wisdom of Allah. Think and wonder about the glory of Allah. If we go toward them with little bit of detail, may Allah put barakah in what we say. Say Ameen. And again, anyone sit down and listen, please do not sit unless you really want to sit. Do not sit unless really you're seeking Allah and tell Him, oh Allah, give me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa, verse 146, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَأَصْلَحُوا وَاعْتَصَمُوا بِاللَّهِ وَأَخْلَصُوا دِينَهُمْ لِلَّهِ فَأُولَئِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, except those who make repent and try to be good and they hold tight in the robe of Allah and be sincere of what they're doing, those, inshallah, maybe they will be among the believer. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ. Surah Al-Bayyinah, verse 5. And we do not command them except to worship me, Allah, honest and sincere for me, and their deen is completely for Allah. Do you know what the meaning deen? Today we have no deen, by the way. Deen meaning a way of life. From the time you wake up according to sunnah. You eat according to sunnah. You enter your house according to sunnah. You come out according to sunnah. Everything you do according to sunnah. You thinking according to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You are a slave. The way you're living, this called deen. If the way you're living according to the order of Allah and the teaching of the Prophet, you have deen. If your way of life and your manner and attitude and behavior not according to Allah and His Rasul, you have no deen. Or something wrong in your deen. So bad. What is the opposite of sincerity? Shirk. Partner with Allah. Show off. Arrogant. Ignorant. We talked about it before. And there's many warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment, He gathered everyone and He said, a call coming to everybody. Whoever have partner in his deed with Allah, go, get your reward from him. But I obey my mother, I obey my father, I obey everybody. Obey him for what? Right and wrong? Obeying your father, your mother, everybody only for Allah. If they command you, or they advise you, or they let you share any action against Allah, you should not. Because your loyalty to Allah only. or my husband or my wife. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in hadith by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرْ إِلَىٰ أَجْسَامَكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he did not look to your body and your picture, but he looked to your heart. If I have a belief in Rasulullah, is that of belief, I should take this and think, Allah, look at your heart. Is this not enough to make all the effort to straight our heart and make sure where's my heart? Because this body is a slave to my heart. If my heart is good, the whole body is good. We talked about it before. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْنِيَّاتِ. All your action according to your intention. And this why I keep hammering this topic, intention. Set your intention before you do. Every action before you do it, set the intention. What do you want? Mother, father, everybody, set your intention. What do you want? If it's for Allah only, Allah will put barakah. If it's for Allah and somebody, Allah reject it. It has to be purely to Allah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, in the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will come and he bringing the person who fight for Allah and he died for Allah, and a scholar and a rich person who are generous. And he said, what you did? He said, oh Allah, I fight for you until I die. He said, you are a liar. You fight to people said you are brave. Take them, put them in hellfire. And a scholar, he said, oh Allah, I gain knowledge and I teaching people. He said, you are a liar. You teaching people to people said you are a scholar. Take him. And a generous person always been for Allah. He said, you did it to people said you are generous. Take it. Hellfire. It is a good deed. This is why the early people, they used to worry about their deed and used to hide it. Nobody know. And they do not talk about it. They are afraid. Even one person, he used to hide his own Quran from his wife. By this way, every time she see him, she doesn't know what he's doing. And he's covering the Quran. When she leave, he opens the Quran again. He was just scared. His wife look and think he's a pious. And he's scared from that. Look at what they thinking of and what we thinking of. Ya Allah, what is the opposite of justice? Dhulm, oppressing. And today, one way or another, we oppress ourselves. We oppress our family. We oppress the ummah. We give our family what destroy them, and after that we complain. We destroy our family and we complain. We destroy the ummah and we complain about non-Muslim. Today we are the destruction of Islam, not anybody else. And we keep talking, but we do not want to do. We do not want struggle. We do not want sacrifice. This deen, this Islam, you will never be elevated until you sacrifice. You sacrifice what you love for Allah. Ya Allah. Today, how much we spend to live in luxury, and how much we spend for Allah. Don't ever forget that. Because when you die, you will be very sorry and sorrow, but it will be too late. Too late. Too late. May Allah save us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ثلاث منجيات وثلاث مهلكات فأما المنجيات فالعدل في الغضب والرضا وخشية الله في السر والعلانية والقصد في الغنى والفقر وأما المهلكات فشح مطاع وهوى متبع وإعجاب المرء بنفسه. Three will destroy you, and three will save you. The three will destroy you, the three will save you. Justice in all time, and fear of Allah in the seen and unseen, and to be calm, and the way you're spending, and when you have money and when you have no money. And the three will destroy you. Shuhun muta'a. Stingy. And not only that, muta'a, meaning you like to be stingy. Wahawa muttaba'a. And you follow your own desire. Wa'ajab al mar'a bi nafsi. And you like yourself. وَعْفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكَ. Forgive those who oppress you. In the day of judgment, the one of the first people will be saved from everything is the one holding their anger and do not oppress those who oppress them and forgive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment, He will say, where is the people who forgive each other or forgive other? Today, I will let them go without no reckoning and no judgment. Imagine if somebody oppress you and you forgive him for Allah, you should be crying day and night. Allah allow him to oppress you and you forgive him and can be your ticket to Jannah. You see? Even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the woman, the Jewish woman, she put poison in the meat and she gave it as a gift to Rasulullah and he ate from it. He called her. He said, why you do this? She said, I won't kill you. He said, go. And everybody was, surprised. Somebody won't kill you and you let him go? Ya Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحْ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Those who forgive and try to be good, his reward from Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون. They prefer other over themselves even if they have a need. Imagine this is the quality of the companion. They prefer other over themselves even if they have a need. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after that, He said, and whoever saved himself from his own stingy, those will be among the successful one. And Allah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he advised us, have your silent fikra, your silent thinking. Thinking about what? Allah. Because today, if you think about it and the amount of advice from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said the maximum people will be in a hellfire of their tongue. The tongue is the lead of most of all evil. If you hold him tight inside, you will be a winner. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps the tongue inside a cave. And this cave has door. And the door has locks. Is a message from Allah to us. A man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and wallahu a'lam is Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. And he asked him, lead me to the very, very easy worship. He said, be silent and lead or deal with people with good manner. You will never do better than that. Be silent and deal with other with good manner. You cannot gain more than that. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam give you this advice and you do not take it, you will be what? A loser. Be silent and deal with other with good manner. And remember what Allah said, مَا يَلْفِظْ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ وَعَتِيدٌ. Nothing you say without an angel writing the good and the angel writing all the bad and evils and disobedience. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَلْيَكُنْ نُطْقَقَ ذِكْرًا. And if you're going to talk about Allah. Remember Allah. Read Quran. Do good deed. Remind others with Allah. Akhtina Maryam. What are you doing? Listening, inshaAllah? Yeah. Okay. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَلَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرِ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَأَزْكَاهَا عِنْدَ مَلِيكُكُمْ وَأَرْفَعَهَا فِي دَرَجَاتِكُمْ وَخَيْرٌ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِنْفَاقَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْوَرَقِ وَخَيْرٌ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْ تَلْقُوا عَدُوَّكُمْ فَتَضْرِبُوا أَعْنَاقَهُمْ وَتَضْرِبُوا أَعْنَاقَكُمْ. قَالُوا بَلَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. قَالَ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. He said, can I lead you to a good deed? It's so high and so precious and value to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will elevate your level, and it's better for you than spending your money and gold, and it's better for you than meeting your enemy, cutting their head off, and they cut you off. Said, Bala ya Rasulullah. He said, remember Allah. Dhikrullah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, he said it many times, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ. Remember me, I remember you. وَلْيَكُنْ نَذَرَكَ عِبْرًا. And always look with the intention of looking to gain wisdom. Looking to what? To cars? To houses? To the deceiving of this dunya? Or looking to the sky? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, أَوَلَمْ يَنْزُرُوا فِي مَلَكُوتِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, did you not see the kingdom of the earth and the sky? Is this not enough? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Did you not see inside of you and you look? One of the early people, he said, whoever think about the wonder of Allah in earth, he will get closer to Allah. And another one, he said, to think 1 hour about Allah, better for you than get up all night and hajj. And he said, if you sit and think, it is your mirror. It will lead you to see your good manner and your bad manner. And it will lead you to Allah. And it will lead you to the Creator. And anything else is going to destruction. This is the kind of thinking Allah loves. And somebody said, the door of goodness in three. To talk, to look, and to for silent. If you talk about Allah, otherwise you are a sinner. And if you look toward Allah, otherwise you are a sinner. And if you silent, except of thinking about Allah, you are a sinner. Now, I have to ask myself, which one am I? And what I am doing? And this is many, many verse about that. Many verse about that. I have to go for a moment back to eating. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَالْبِسُوا وَتَصَدَّقُوا فِي غَيْرَ إِسْرَافٍ وَلَا مَخِيَلًا. Eat and drink and wear and give charity without too much, without luxury and without arrogance. And remember, is the food is not designed to give you luxury or enjoyment. The food is a style of worship to get you closer to Allah and allow you to worship Allah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create Adam alayhi salam, the angel asked Allah, oh Allah, you create us and you create the son of Adam. They eat, we do not eat. They drink, we do not drink. They wear clothes and we do not wear. And they have wife, we do not have. And they ride different things and we do not ride. And they sleep and we do not sleep. And they have rest and we do not have rest. Give them dunya and give us the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, He said of the meaning of, O my angel, the one I create him with my own hand, different than the one I tell him be will be. Allah love us. Allah elevate us. Allah, He wants us the hereafter. He wants us to be the neighbor of Him in Jannah. But for whom? The one who remember. Is this life is for Allah. Another hadith of the meaning of. They say the same thing, the angel. They said, oh Allah, you give the son of Adam to eat and to drink and to do all this, and we are make tasbih and dhikr and we thank you and praise you, and we do not eat and drink. And they have kids and we do not have. Again, Allah replied. He said, the one I create with my hand, different than the one I tell him be to be, kun fayakun. We are the Khalifa of Allah. We have a duty. Eating, drinking, wife, husband, life, for the duty. Unless you do all your necessity to gain the duty, you will be an oppressor. And eating to thank Allah. And we should inquire about halal and haram and what we're eating. And some of the early people, he said, whoever eat too much in this life, he will never eat too much in the hereafter. Whoever enjoy life this much in here, he will be denied the enjoyment of the hereafter. Ya Allah. What happens if we eat too much and we spend too much and we're running after all this too much? We're coming to one of the destruction of another disease of the destruction. Kibr, arrogant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us about arrogant. And usually the early people, they joined eating with arrogance. The more we eat, it lugs the heart. And if it lugs the heart, it make you become selfish. If you become selfish, it make you arrogant. If you arrogant, it make you stingy. It is the mother of disease. They used to call the belly is the mother of all the disease. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَا مَلَأَ آدَمِيَّ وَعَاءً شَرًّا مِنْ بَطْنِ. The son of Adam, he will never fill something worse than filling his own stomach. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he never filled his stomach at all. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the believer eat in one stomach. And the kafir, the disbeliever, eat in seven. Meaning he keep eating. The early people used to say, a believer, a mu'min eating one meal. A hypocrite eat two. And the disbeliever eat three. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw one man, one day, he keep burping, because burping coming from a lot of eat. He said, get away from us, the one you keep burping. Most of the people eating in this life, there most of them there will be hunger in the Day of Judgment. Imagine, in the Day of Judgment you are standing for 50,000 years hungry. Because don't forget, anybody eat too much really, meaning he deny the right of others. You cannot eat too much when you really do your job. You can. You will be busy. You will eat only when Allah allow you to eat. But today actually we are acting exactly like non-Muslim. We deny the sunnah in everything in our life. If you look at us as a Muslim, the budget of food, you will be crying. Because this budget, you can eat the same amount of food and it benefit you with third of the budget maximum. Imagine, meaning almost $10,000-$15,000 a year, it can go to many, many routes of goodness and is going to the bathroom. And even another hadith of the meaning of from israf, is bending, is to eat what you desire all the time. Put it this way, all of us in a big calamity. Big calamity. Because don't forget, opening of dunya is a sign of the anger of Allah. If Allah give us poverty, meaning Allah love us. But if Allah opens the dunya, meaning we are in trouble. Is a dragging from Allah to us. And again, many, many ahadith about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He left this dunya and he never filled his stomach completely at all. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he warned us about having our clothes touching the ground. It is a sign of kibr, arrogant. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَا يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةِ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ مِنْ كِبْرٍ. Nobody will enter Jannah. He has a dot of arrogance in his heart. A dot, an atom. Is this hadith is not enough to make me think? A dot of arrogance? Every day, the earth calling us. What it say? It said, the son of Adam, you walk in my back, and tomorrow you coming in my belly. Son of Adam, you walk unhappy in my back, and tomorrow I will make you sad in my belly. Son of Adam, you laughing and giggling in my back, and tomorrow I make you cry in my belly. Son of Adam, you commit sins in my back, and tomorrow I will torture you in my belly. Son of Adam, you eating all kind of eating in my back, and tomorrow the worm will eat you in my belly. This is something we have to think about. And today I find out, we do not want to wake up until we get a calamity. It's almost like we denying the message of Allah so hard, to the point we have to have a disease, an accident, we have to get everything out of us to wake up. We cannot really wake up honest and calmly to Allah and said, enough is enough. What happening to us? You will not believe it. One part of it is eating. We eat and sleep to benefit us, not to give us the energy to able to do our job. We're not making enough istighfar of what we're doing. We're not thanking Allah enough of what we're eating. We're not sharing. You see? The old people used to worry about every week what he done. How much does he share with other? Do you know today you have a lot of people you do not have even 1% of what you have? How many people think about other? It is a quality of a Muslim to give to other. The quality of a kafir, a disbeliever, to gain for himself. What we teaching our family and our kid? A Muslim always a sharer, a generous, a spender for Allah. And Allah said, I will multiply. It's not like Citibank and Chase Manhattan Bank. Allah multiply by 700,000 to whom He want. Without number. Why we cannot benefit of what we hear? The only time you gain something of what you hear when you move, when you really move according to what you hear and start acting toward what you hear, is not how much you accumulate knowledge. What's the benefit of knowledge until it benefits you and it reflects in your manner and your behavior and your action? What is the benefit of food unless it helps you to struggle for Allah? What's the benefit of money unless you spend it for Allah? What's the benefit of time unless this time is you spend it for Allah? Like one of the early people, he said something. I hope I will find it, inshallah. I want to share it with you, mashallah. He said, 10 things it will not benefit you. Listen carefully now. Anyone asleep? Wake up. 10 things will not benefit you. Knowledge, you do not do according to what you know. Knowledge, you gain and you're not implementing in your life. It will not benefit you. Deed has no sincerity and no follow of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is no benefit to you. Ya Allah, save us. Save us. If Allah do not give us mercy today, we'll be finished. And money, number 3, is not benefit you in this life and hereafter. Meaning, you not spend it for Allah and you save it and you get it in the hereafter. Any money you spend it in this life is finished. And you will be tortured with it in the hereafter. Only money it benefit you, the one you gain it for Allah and you spend it for Allah. Number 4, a heart empty from the love of Allah and the company of Allah. Ya Allah. How many people today, they said, your tapes is too long. What are you doing? Let us move. And the same people can sit down in a match or a game for many hours, many nights. But because we talk about Allah, it becomes boring. Imagine. And we're supposed to have a zeal and be attracted like a magnet. When somebody talk about Allah, I love to sit. I love to charge my battery. I love to gain the closeness of Allah and the love of Allah. Imagine a heart has no love of Allah. And 5, a body has no any benefit through Islam. A body sitting without any obedience to Allah. A body is not struggling for Allah. Wallahi, I swear by Allah, a cow is better. Because a cow is benefit more than us. Even the cow, when they have a leftover from their behind, it benefit us and they being sold. But mankind leftover is so smell and so garbage and you have to hide it somewhere. Six, a love belong to a desire, not belong to Allah. A love to do what you like, not to according to what Allah love. This would destroy you too. Seven, a time. A time is useless. You spend it without no wisdom and no action and no gaining for Allah. Again, it's finished. How we spend our time? How we organize our time? Do you know one scholar, he said, everything Allah give you is a trust you do not own, except one thing, time. You own it until the day of judgment, the angel of death come and he take it away from you. At this time you have no time. And this why one of the quality of the believer, you worry about your time. How you spend your time. Today, what the people say, let's kill time. Let's sleep to kill time. Let's watch movie and tape and just to kill time. Meaning the heart is dead. Because if your heart is living, you worry about every moment in your life. Eight, and thinking of thinking is not benefit to you. A lot of people today, young and old, I'm thinking too much. I worry. What are you thinking about? What do you worry about? If you think about Allah, it will benefit you and you will have the wrong quality. If you think about the bounty of Allah, you will thank Allah and be content. If you think about the day of judgment, you will be fear and crying. If you think about Jannah, it will benefit you. If you think about the grave and the moment of death, you will be paralyzed from fear. But what we think about? Every stupid thing except what benefit to us. By this way, any thinking not belong to Allah is a destruction. Nine. Slavery to everything except Allah. Using this body and abuse it for everything except of Allah. And it benefit us only in this life and destroy us in the hereafter. And we not worry about how we use a body of worship and running after the goodness and spreading Islam. Or to take care about other and the need of other and the pleasure of Allah. How is been your body? This why, believe me, you cannot be a good Muslim and you gain weight. You can't. You can. Because if you're really a good Muslim, meaning you are very busy. And if you're busy, you have no time to eat. And if you have time to eat, it will be minimum. And your body always will be in action. A Muslim has no time. A real Muslim has no time. Time, he has very tiny time. Number 10. Your fear and your devotion, not for Allah, is for people, money, business, job, treasure, whatever. Which is all has no benefit to you and cannot save you from Allah. And the scholar said, how you can be free when you are a slave and putting your putting yourself in a jail of other, and those others are one, they cannot benefit you. And you're supposed to be in jail for the one who's only can benefit you and make you free in this life and the hereafter. And most of all, you lost two things. You lost your heart and you lost your time. You lost your heart because you want dunya. You want material. You do not want akhirah. And you lost your time because you have a long hope. And this is why you have the most two destruction. Long hope and loving dunya. And after that, it will lead you to follow your desire. And if you follow your desire, you finish, it will destroy you. And after that, shaitan will come to you and give you something very lovely. Allah hates it most. Ajab. He make you love yourself. And at this time, Allah will hate you most. And at this time, your heart will be full of worry and full of disease. And no cure unless you go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and purify your heart and start really getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the early people, he say, if you fear Allah, people will love you, even if they do not like what you're doing. And another tabi'i, he said, إِنِ اتَّقَيْتَ اللَّهِ كَفَاكَ النَّاسِ وَإِنْ اتَّقَيْتَ النَّاسِ لَنْ يُغْنُوا عَنْكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. If you fear Allah, Allah take care about your affair between you and people. And if you fear people, they will not benefit you from the torture of Allah. Sulaiman ibn Dawood alayhi salam, he said, Allah give us from what people have and do not have. And Allah teach us knowledge from people have and do not have. And we did not find better than the fear of Allah in the seen and the unseen. And justice in anger and in contentment. And to be fair and just of the way we spend in poverty and richness. And I will end up today with a say Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal radiallahu anhu, he reported in author, in a report, it say, ما من مخلوق اعتصم بمخلوق دوني. No creation has been a slave itself to another creation without illa قطعت أسباب السماوات والأرض من دوني. I will cut all the means from the sky to him. فإن سألني لم أعطيه. And if he asks me, I will not give him. وإن دعاني لم أجبه. And if he called me, I will not answer him. And وإن استغفرني لم أغفر له. And if he asks me to forgive him, I will not forgive him. Again, all this for whom? The one he surrender to other instead of surrender to Allah. He submit to other and worry about other instead of Allah. And otherwise, the rest of the hadith or the report, وَمِن مَخْلُوقٍ اَعْتَصَمَ بِي. And no creation will be hold tight in my robe without anyone إِلَّا دَمَنَتَ السَّمَوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضَ رِزْقَ. I will make sure the earth and the sky give him his own provision. فَإِن سَأَلَنِي أَعْطَيْتُهُ. And if he asks me, I will give him. وَإِن دَعَانِي أَجَبْتُهُ. And if he asks me, I will fulfill his dua. وَإِن اسْتَغْفَرَنِي غَفَرْتُ لَهُ. And if he seek my forgiveness, I will forgive him. Who's that? The one he has nothing in his heart except for Allah. No fear except for Allah. No love except for Allah. No worry except for Allah. No seeking pleasure except for Allah. His way of life for Allah. His thinking for Allah. His vision for Allah. His silence for Allah. His talking for Allah. All his body for Allah. Even his eating for Allah. His sleeping for Allah. Allah will take care about all his need and all his affair, and he accepts his dua even before his hand come down. Now, we have to have one question. We heard. What are we going to do about what we heard? Those who eat too much, please re-watch my tape about eating. I talk about it in detail, step by step. Because today is no problem to be sick, but the problem to be sick and not seeking cure. This is a problem. Is no problem to be ignorant, but the problem not to seek knowledge. If I'm not clean, learn to be clean. If I'm ignorant, learn knowledge. If I'm not sincere, learn. And ask Allah and try. Whatever it is nothing wrong unless I struggle for Allah, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit us of what we say. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in what we say. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our heart of what we say. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from ourselves and dunya and what we have. Because today, the most enemy of us is ourself and what we possessed or we think we possessed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our heart to be a slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim tasliman kathira. Allahumma ya baru ya rahim, ya hannanu ya mannan, ya akramul akramin, ya aliyu ya azim, يا ودود يا ودود يا ودود يا ذا العرش المجيد يا فعال لما تريد اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم يا وهاب يا رحمن يا رحيم يا قدوس يا مهيمن يا الله يا فرد يا صمد يا فرد يا صمد يا مقيت يا أول يا آخر يا ظاهر يا باطن وأنت على كل شيء قدير. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة التامة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم كن ولينا وكن مولانا وكن ربنا ولا تجعل إلهنا هو شيطاننا ولا تجعل هوانا هو أهلنا. اللهم كن لنا أهلا وكن لنا ربا وكن لنا إلها واجعلنا عبيدا يا رب العالمين. اجعلنا عبيدا يا رب العالمين واجعلنا من حق العبيد يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقنا حق الإيمان وحق اليقين وحق التقوى. اللهم ارزق نفوسنا تقواها. اللهم زكها أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين دعوناك فاستجب لنا، دعوناك فاستجب لنا. طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وطهر ألسنتنا من الكذب وطهر أعيننا من الخيانة، فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. اللهم إنك تعلم سرنا وعلانيتنا، فارزقنا الإخلاص في السر والعلانية وارزقنا الصدق في السر والعلانية برحمتك وفضلك وجودك يا رب العالمين. اللهم استخدمنا لنصر دينك على سنة حبيبك المصطفى وأنت راض عنا وتقبل منا. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك وتحبيب عبادك فيك. رب ارحمهما كما رباني صغيرا. رب ارحمهما كما رباني صغيرا. رب ارحمهما كما رباني صغيرا. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وتوفنا مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار برحمتك أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. اللهم أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل عملا صالحا ترضاه وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين. اللهم أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل عملا صالحا ترضاه وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم إنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلما كثيرا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لكنن من الخاسرين. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم برحمتك أرحم الراحمين. وصلى اللهم هو على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.